I'm currently standing by the Wrangell Community Pool run by Parks and Rec, and I'm observing Vicky Martin's Shallow Water Water Aerobics class, which takes place on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings from 10 to 11. Vicky's been teaching this class for almost 3 months now. She introduces me to the class. She then turns on some music and answers a few of my questions.
Do you use music during your class?
Oh, yeah. Got to have music. Got to have motivation.
Okay, so you think that helps?
Absolutely. I think music sets a tempo. They have music tapes and combinations of it specifically to a certain tempo, depending upon what you're targeting. This is between 128 to 132 beats per minute. So it really, it gets it going.
And what are the different, like, equipment that they have to use or gear they have to have?
In the shallow water, we use what's called a hand web. It's a glove that goes on, and when you spread your fingers across, it actually creates a web between the fingers, and that adds resistance in the water. Water is the medium that we use, so we want to add resistance whenever we can to up the ante, if you will. And that's where we get our strength training and we get our cardio. It starts getting your heart going. That, and we use the buoys, the barbell buoys. We don't use the ankle cuffs in shallow water. We think that we get plenty of what we need just with these two pieces, and that's what we use most of the time.
And then what are those?
Some of my gals, their hands, they've got some arthritis, so I took a noodle and cut it up. It's a bigger circumference. It's a little less buoyancy than the bigger pieces, and they can grab a hold of those easier. Yeah.
Okay, and then in this class, you stay out of the water?
I teach predominantly from the deck. On occasion, I do get in the water because it's 80 degrees out here, gets a little warm, but also to demonstrate how it looks in the water to them. But I teach predominantly from the deck.
Today on Monday morning, there are 11 participants in the pool. They are women of all ages. They are spread out within the shallow end of the pool, making sure that each of them has enough room to spread out their arms and legs. I talked to one of the participants, Glenna Ellis, as she gets in the pool.
So how long have you been coming to water aerobics?
Well, we moved here over a year ago, and I've been coming for about a year now.
And how is Vicky's class?
Oh, it's wonderful. She really targets certain areas of our body. She explains things very clearly. And she had recent training in Oregon, so we know we're getting the latest workout possible.
And is this fun?
Oh, absolutely. Vicky's crazy, and that's a good thing, in a positive way.
And why do you do it?
I do it because I want to lose weight, and I want to feel better. And my knees don't work as well as they used to. And honestly, nobody can see me under the water working out, and that's a good thing.
Okay, thank you.
Notice my knees. And notice my posture. I'm not here. I'm here. I'm using my quadriceps.
Vicky teaches a class from outside of the pool. She demonstrates the movement from a few different perspectives, making sure the participants can see exactly what they should be doing in the pool. As she demonstrates the movement, Vicky also describes verbally what she's doing and how it affects the body.
Well, it's a low-impact environment, which is wonderful. So we have a lot of people who have had hip and knee replacements who can't necessarily get on a treadmill or do a lot of walking because it's just too difficult, it's too hard on them. So the water environment is perfect for them, especially if they're in a little bit of rehabilitative stage. So it just provides a low-impact place to do it. When people are under the impression, well, if it's low-impact, it might not do much for you, but it is terrific. I had one of my gals today tell me she's able to reach completely over her head. She went up a set of stairs the other day that had normally she had to stop halfway up. No problem. So we do get a lot of cardio, but it's in a low-impact environment.
Who should be doing your class?
Oh, it is really any age group. Because mine in the daytime is the time it is, it tends to be an older population, predominantly women. We have had some men. I'd like to see more of them here. But it's probably the 40 and up group. But I have some gals that are now showing up that are in their 20s and 30s, and that's very exciting to see. And I hope that trend continues.
What training have you received?
Parks and Rec Department sent me to Corvallis last year, and I took a 40-hour training specifically given by HydroFit. They were the developers, really, of using water not just as a therapeutic entity, but as an aerobic and exercise medium. And so they were pioneers in that area, and they're terrific, just state-of-the-art, wonderful.
And you said that earlier you have roughly 16 to 18 participants usually?
Most days it tends to be anywhere from about 16 to 18 in the class.
And so do you want more people to come?
Oh, I'd love to have more people. Love to have more people. And we do have a nighttime water aerobics from 5:30 to 6:30 on Tuesday and Thursday nights. And you don't have to be a swimmer. People are under the impression that they have to be a swimmer. We wear flotation during that. So it just takes it to a different level.
And do you enjoy being the teacher?
I love teaching because I have such great students. And it's wonderful when somebody comes to you and says, you know, I couldn't do this or I couldn't do that. So the quality of their life is improving. That's the best.
This is Lisa Fu reporting from the pool in Wrangell.